Hey, mixtape listeners. You can find us every Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it, go drink it, drink responsibly, and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb, drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the year 2G, the rap game changed with one name. Jules aim is slain, anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
It's fucking podcast o'clock is what it is. That's right. Where even are you on the screen now? Oh, boy. There you are. Okay. Yeah, picks tape. What a wild start to the day. Mush's brother involved in some sort of accident in the hospital. No Mush here. Brother's doing okay.
Oh, boy.
So I turned to Brandon Walker. I said, Brandon, we're going at 2:30. He said, we got the college football show. Big Ev also on the college football show. Those are the three other basketball gamblers. So it's you and I. I did collect three other picks from Brandon and Mush. So we will still...
But my brother's down bad, but I do like the Knicks.
Well, no, there's one game on the, like, I didn't even ask him for the pick. I told him the pick, and he was like, yeah, correct, because the Pacers play tonight. So
I did notice that.
So Mush has Nets -3 against the Pacers. He said, lock it in. And then several unrepeatable things about the state of Indiana.
Oh boy! Somebody, I heard, a little birdie told me Mush went 3-0 yesterday.
He sure did. He came on the show
and he smelled it coming. Wow!
He said someone was going to go 3-0, and boy did he ever! It looked like I was about to be 2-1 when Memphis was battling with LA, and then Anthony Davis happened, and also Italian Anthony. If I'd known Italian Anthony Davis was going to be at the game, I never would have taken the Grizzlies.
Well. Now you got to keep that in mind. You understand Vegas takes everything into account.
Them having that information and not telling us, very rude.
That's why they're Vegas.
It's true. It's true. Anthony, what do you have? What do you end up with, 40-20?
Yeah, I think it was those exactly.
Pretty good.
Because I remember thinking that's rare. People, I suppose with 40, like, were they? I mean, they normally change. Like, he's the last person with 41 points and 17.5 rebounds since Nate Archibald.
Right.
But it was like, no, clean 40-20. Like, there's your stat.
Yeah, like only like him, Shaq, and Wilt. Like, that's it for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I said yesterday I wasn't comfortable picking the Lakers with double-digit spreads. Now I'm getting more comfortable.
Okay. They are heating up.
It would appear
they got whipped by the Clippers. No shame in that. Everybody else appears they've rolled.
Troublesome for the rest of the league, but full board tonight. Very, very healthy and hearty NBA schedule.
Yeah, a lot of games to choose from. Bad idea.
Ton of them, yeah. And my new strategy is going to just be last night there were only three games, so there wasn't much I could do about that.
Right.
But I'm really just trying to pick teams I know, I'm comfortable with, and not try and be like, I think that team stinks based on preseason, like what I thought coming into the year. Just like what I've seen, what I know, let's roll with that.
Yeah, now we're getting into game, what, 5? I think we've got a good grasp of that. No, I agree. Some stuff is shaking out already. Some stuff's about to shake out.
Right, and it's like, so I, like, for instance, I'm going to, like, Suns and Warriors. I don't know if either of those teams are good, but I know they both score and don't really have much interest in defending, so I'm taking the over in that.
I guess that's a horrible sign for the Warriors to be in that company.
Correct. It's not great. I don't know most of the people on that team, but if D'Angelo and Steph are just going to rain threes, which I don't see why they couldn't, I could see that going well. And I could see D'Angelo and Booker just being like, yeah, we're both nasty. Let's just get a bunch of shots up on one another and just have us a time.
Oh, no, that's two of the three. That's They're just figuring out the locale.
So I have over 229 in that. Mush only has Nets minus three versus the Pacers. What's your first pick tonight?
My very first one is from Bulls Cavaliers.
Okay.
And the line is Bulls minus two, Cavs plus two. Mm-hmm. More or less an even game.
Yeah.
Right? Like two games. So the bet is this. Will there be overtime? No. Minus 3,500. Yes. Plus 1550. I'm going with yes. If you think the game is virtually even, will there be overtime? Yes or no? Yes, plus 1550. That's my first pick.
I love how outside the box that is, because you're right, it is pretty even. And I'm going to immediately go against everything I said in the opener, because the Bulls have to start winning games. I refuse to believe that they are as just bad and late in the game as they've shown. So I wouldn't hate overtime, but as long as the Bulls win, I'm taking the Bulls minus two, because I do think the Cavs stink, and they know they stink.
No, I agree. Like, I was surprised to see it. I was like, two? Wow, the Bulls that bad? Oh, it appears they are. Because, it's a couple games that are, like, minus one. I was like, I don't know about those. This one feels relatively even match for overtime.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
Like Clippers-Lakers, it's same, Clippers minus one. But it's like, whoever wins it, I don't think they're going to need overtime. Nobody on that team wants to go to overtime game five.
Right.
They're just
Clippers Jazz.
What am I looking at? Oh, I'm looking. Why does this have the Christmas games up? What a bizarre thing. Like, what a bizarre thing to even have up. Yeah, there they are. Celtics, Raptors, all of, yeah, they're like, thought you might like these, Whisker.
People want to really hammer that minus one that would way, shape, or form hold true day of.
No, but Blazers Thunder, I am on today's games. That's minus one plus one, but I thought the same. I was like, whoever wins that game is probably going to win in regulation. This one, I really don't know. I like plus 1550 odds.
Yeah, those are some delicious odds, because betting on overtime, you're right, that is such a crapshoot, so you might as well pick a game where it's like both these teams feel like they could really fuck up the last 2 minutes, so if it's tied heading into those last 2 minutes, there might not be any points scored.
Yeah, like it's going to be like a Levine versus Sex Land off, for better or worse, and all I need is one of those to go back iron.
Which I think they all will. So yeah, I'm on.
The only thing I don't know is if it goes to four overtime. I'm guessing it does, because it doesn't say anything about multiple. That'd be absurd.
Oh, I think once it goes to overtime, you win.
Yeah, you're good. That's what I figured.
Yeah,
they were like, no, it actually went to six. You lose.
You're wrong. Sorry, sucks to suck.
Yeah.
Three overtimes was plus like 9,000. Someone's really gonna cash in.
It's like I could see him 108.
Brandon Walker's first pick is the early national game. I think he picked both national games.
Okay.
He's got Celtics Bucks, the over 223, and he also wrote notes. He said the Celtics are ninth in D. They've played the Knicks, Sixers, and Raptors. I don't know if that's supposed to be.
It's true.
I don't know if that's supposed to be positive for their defense or negative.
They're in Boston, and Boston is in Massachusetts. There's no doubt about it.
Said Coach Bud plays with the second fastest pace, allows third most threes per 100. The Celtics are top 10 in threes attempted and made.
Now we're cooking. That's a good number.
So he sees just a ton of points in this game, over 223.
Okay. I don't mind that one bit.
I don't mind his logic, but I the Celtics have been more focused on defense than they have on offense so far this year, and the Bucks are just better than us. So I don't know what to expect from this game.
Even then, even if they whoop you, I think the Bucks will handle a good bit of that over.
140 to our 80. Yeah.
76, yeah.
That's still the under, friend. What is your...
That's before double overtime.
That's true. What's your second pick?
Second, make sure these picks are on the right. Dave. Like, I think LeBron and Kawhi play to a virtual match tonight on Christmas Day. No, for Washington-Houston.
Okay.
The bet is... Need both of them, of course. James Harden, six or more threes, and a Houston win.
Made or that's attempted?
Plus 330. Made.
Had to be made, yeah. He's going to attempt six probably in the first quarter.
Easily. That's first quarter. The thing is, he's hit six threes this entire season.
Yeah.
He's 6 for 40 so far. So I think they win the game, and one of these days he's going to right the ship. I think it's tonight.
I could...
What were you saying?
I was going to say, it makes sense that he's going to do it tonight. Because last game he scored like 22 points on free throws. Like he's getting back into just the groove of scoring in general. Like, yeah, I don't think he's going to put up like a 3 for 15 night.
Yeah, so 6+, Houston went to plus 330. Like, I feel like even Harden, he always finishes the year like 36, 37, but I feel like he's always streaks. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh boy, he's ice cold. Then, oh boy. For November, he shot 49% from three. So I think he rights the ship starting tonight.
He'll streak within a game. Like, he's 0 for 7. Now he's 4 of his last 4.
Yeah, like, it's like the hottest hot, coldest cold. But I think they win. I think he rights the ship. Plus 330.
He also doesn't care if he is hot or cold. He's just going to still get those same shots up.
Yeah. He's just playing his own game out there.
And that's not one of those plus 900s you threw out, like the what was the Luka 10 assist?
That was plus like, I think I still got it. That was plus 1040. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that's like Vegas. No, even Vegas is like, yeah, this is probably going to hit.
Yeah, I fell asleep for the end of that game last night. Woke up to see Dallas win and rush to the assist. I was like, 4 hours, are you kidding me? Because I was like, oh, man, Denver was winning last time I saw. If Dallas won, he might have just went crazy. Sure didn't.
No, no.
Not in the assist, at least. Yeah.
My third pick is the Wolves are at Philly.
They are.
They visited the Rocky Steps. Karl Anthony Towns, he got his Joker outfit on. Most of the NBA was the Joker this year. Mm-hmm. And they went to the Rocky Steps. They took a picture. They're in Philly's head. They put them in a box.
Yeah, they're done.
And I mean, reigning Western Conference Player of the Week. Towns is just cooking right now. Andrew Wiggins is cooking right now. The whole team's vibing. They're having a grand old time. I don't know if they win the game, but I think they cover the 7.5.
That's fair. This is going to be a doozy. I thought about. Nah, I won't get no maybes. No maybes.
No. Stand with your convictions. Before
In or out, yeah.
Before we get to your last one, Brandon Walker's last one, I believe, is the other national game. The Clippers are not playing the Lakers. They are playing the Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Right here, December 25th. I'm looking right at it. I can't believe those games are showing. That's absurd.
If Mush were here, he's like, no, you got to take the Clippers. Trust me, they're going to be minus 11 by the time that game rolls around. That's good value.
Kawhi. Big Jesus guy.
He said 69% of the bets are on the Clippers, but 47% of the money is on the Clippers. So the big money is coming down on Utah, you see. 43% of it.
Okay.
53%. And I mean, he's really bought into these week one stats. Utah has the best defense in the league, 92 points per 100 possessions.
I mean, that. I don't know if it'll be 92, but them having number one defense, that feels sustainable. That's
definitely
what they do.
Definitely. He also asked me what EFG stood for earlier. So this is a man who digs deep in the stats and also knows what they mean.
Brandon John Hollinger Walker.
But his pick, he's going with the big money here. He's going with Utah -1.5 over your Los Angeles Clippers.
Minus 1.5.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. But okay.
It feels like, yeah, I think they're going to win, and I think it'll be more than a basket, or at least a basket's worth, not just a free throw's worth.
It's got to be. The one I'm looking at now is plus 5.5.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'm... That's why I was like, am I on the wrong day again? No, definitely today.
Brandon Walker giving wonky lines. Yeah, I got Utah minus 6 here. So
yeah, what the hell Walker looking at, man?
He wrote it down clear. Like, this isn't like bad hand, like me not being able to read. This is very clearly a 1.5.
He saw the line at 7.5 and wrote the wrong number.
Maybe. Yeah, so Utah minus 6 over the Clippers is what I'm giving them.
Okay. That's what he wrote down. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. What the? Did Kawhi retire? Like, what? Either Kawhi retired, Stockton's back? What did I miss?
No, it would be like, did Gobert retire?
Yeah, he just went back to France, refused.
Yeah. Utah minus 6 over the Clippers. I'm not giving him the 1.5 line that you can't get on any sports book in America.
It does not exist. He just makes up odds. It's like, yeah, I like that.
Celtics plus 30 in.
James Harden score 15 points plus 8 million.
Rubbing his hands together. He's like, oh, man, I'm the best gambler in the world.
Oh, boy.
What is your final pick?
Final pick is from Sacramento, Charlotte.
Yuck.
Yeah. Top point scorer.
There will be four quarters. Game.
Yes, I'm taking the over. Top point scorer, Dwayne Bacon, plus 1,100. Hear me out.
No.
The Hornets have played four. Yeah, okay. That's all I got. Hornets have played four games, four different leading scorers. None of them have been Dwayne Bacon, even though he leads them in field goal attempts and his second in free throws.
Okay.
Dwayne James Harden Bacon. One of these days he's gonna lead him in scoring. He's got to.
Or they're just gonna start, they're like, you know what, this isn't working. You don't shoot anymore. Yeah,
this is the thing. We're still early enough where it's like, okay, maybe Borrego doesn't know Dwayne Bacon's awful. He's like, we'll get you to the All Star break, my guy. You'll be a tip for him. Tip top.
That's very funny that he leads in both of those. What do you have, Devontae Graham? What his odds to be leading scorer are? Because he has been cooking.
He was the one originally. I'm trying to find it again. Here we go. Devontae plus 1,300.
Really? So
Bacon's plus 1,100. Devontae Graham's plus 1,300, and he. Yeah, he started out cooking. Like I checked, he had 23, 24, then 9, and 14. But, yeah, I feel like this team has no leading score. Plus 1,100 and plus 1,300 for Graham, you make a little something with that.
I was going to say, you might just put down money on both and, like, really just get your Terry's going to go off, like, 40 tonight. You're like, I should have seen that coming.
The only thing, it does have to be, I'm guessing, for the entire game because the Kings – just don't have that. Like, Buddy is plus 165. De'Aaron's plus 420.
Oh, game high score. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that definitely makes it different.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could find team specific. But I just bet Andrew Wiggins. He's just going to take shots.
There's no question.
Yeah, team specific. It's like, I'd like to take Karl Anthony Towns 82 times.
Yeah. Dwayne Bacon. Can't wait to check that box score.
3 for 17. 9 points. Fouled out. 28 minutes.
That's electric. No one else is giving you that Dwayne Bacon prop. I promise you that.
Not a soul.
So you've got Dwayne Bacon, leading scorer of Kings Hornets, plus, what was that, 1,100?
Plus 1,100.
You have, I already forget all the games.
Got Washington, Houston, James Harden, 6-plus made threes, and a Houston win. That's plus 330. And Cavs, Bulls, is there overtime? Yes or no? Yes, plus 1550.
parlaying all three of those together, and if they all hit, you'd be the richest man in America.
I'd retire.
Brandon Walker has...
One of these days, yeah.
Soon and very soon. Brandon Walker has Celtics Bucks over 223. Utah minus 1.5, not an actual line, so Utah minus 6.
It's like, I'm telling you, they don't have an answer for Stockton. People are selling him short.
Mush has the Nets minus 3 over the Pacers because fuck the Pacers. I have the Wolves plus 7.5 against the Sixers. I have Suns Warriors over 229 and the Bulls minus 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I think we're going to load up since Mush wasn't here, Walker wasn't able to do it, and Big Ev wasn't able to do it. I think we're going to get all three on here. We're just going to do a mega Thursday pick 'em.
Okay. This could work.
I'm excited.
I think it'll be good.
Oh, and we got something special tomorrow, too. I can't wait.
Oh, boy.
Big day.